Welcome to Finding Finish Lines, the hopeful podcast for women on the go. Join us, be inspired, take a deep breath, drop whatever doesn't serve you, and take your place in a sisterhood of active, passionate women. Hey, and welcome to Finding Finish Lines. My name is Sally Balafko. I am an average athlete with no natural athletic ability, and you can find me in normal times where racing is happening in the middle to the back of the pack in endurance events like marathons, half marathons, 5Ks, half Ironman, whatever. If you can think of an adventure, then I want to be there and I am going to be in the party end of the spear. I'm so glad that you're here. On Finding Finish Lines, we just believe that anything is possible for a woman who just decides to try. And I know for sure that it requires an unbelievable amount of bravery for a woman to step out, try something new, and push her body to the limits. So anyone who's getting out there and moving your body right now, I see you. Keep it up. I think you're great. There is a running method that seems very 2020, and maybe you have not checked it out. And of course, I'm talking about intervals, the ultimate start-stop of running, right? You know, as soon as we start to figure out, okay, this feels good, I like this, I'm in the groove, something happens, and we take a week off, right? And then, because we're women, we start to feel guilt about taking that week off, and then it was a hard stop. You know, every single time you take a break, it's harder to get back at it. So just in so many ways, our lives feel like they are start and they are stop. So today, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about my favorite way to get into the sport of running. So if you are just new to the sport, if you're thinking about making a jump from a walking routine, starting to add a little bit of running to it, one amazing way is to give yourselves interval training. Now, interval training is interesting. You normally hear of it when you think of the trainer Jeff Galloway. He happens to also be the main trainer for Run Disney. So if you have done any Run Disney events, you've probably seen Jeff Galloway training plans out there. One great thing about Jeff Galloway and his training plans is that they have a presence in most cities. You can find, not during 2020, I guess, but you can often find Galloway running groups. So you can find a ready-made training group who already understands the beauty of running intervals, possibly even in your town. I think intervals are amazing because even as a steady state runner, I will often take walking breaks. A little rest break. If it gets too hot, I'm slowing down my pace and I'm walking. If I'm going to take in some nutrition, normally I don't do that on the fly because I'm not trying to win the whole thing. So I'm going to walk through an aid station. I'm going to walk as I'm unwrapping a goo or a shop lock. And I'm going to walk whenever I'm tired, whenever I need a break. So with intervals, instead of just going as far as you can, getting gassed, and then starting to walk, you actually set a regular routine of walking for a period of time and running for a period of time. Now, according to Jeff Galloway and other followers of this sort of training philosophy, the idea is that you never do get gassed. That if you will run at a specific interval for your pace, then you can find a way to keep going forever and ever and ever and ever. And my experience for the races that I have trained in this way and raced in this way is that they're exactly right, that I have made it to the finish line of a marathon that I have done the Galloway training plan through, feeling relatively fresh for the event. So when I'm talking to somebody who is considering starting a running routine, I often recommend intervals as a way to get started. I think it's great. I am a big fan of run for 30 seconds, walk for 30 seconds. It can be that simple, just to give yourself the ability to start pushing those legs. And if you start at 30-30s and you want to continue 30-30s for your entire running journey, that's great. If that works for you, do it. Some people will even stretch it where they run for 4 minutes, walk for one. You know, the world is your oyster when it comes to setting an interval and training in that way and racing in that way. So today I wanted to talk to one of my favorite runners, my sister Haley. Longtime listeners of the podcast know her. She has been on a few times and she just always brings so much light into the show. And her experience, I think, is very, very valuable as a person who is an interval trainer, an interval racer. She's a gal who lives with pushback when she shares with people what her latest endeavors are, and it never slows her down. So if you have been thinking about making the jump into interval training, this is a conversation that you will want to hear. And without further ado, here is Haley. So I wanted to talk a little bit because I know that you are a diehard interval running fan. And I was just wondering, how does it feel if you're at a major race and you're running intervals? Do you feel like you are just part of the pack, or does it feel different to you?
I definitely feel part of the pack. Even with like a run Disney race or local races, any of the big name races, really, there are thousands of people running intervals as well. And sometimes there are so many people running intervals around you that you're not sure if it's your watch going off or the person next to you.
I've experienced that.
Yeah, like you have to really tune into your device. And even if you've been training with intervals, like even after a while, you'll know, your body will just know, okay, it's coming up to 30 seconds or whatever your interval is.
And how did you get started running intervals?
So I started with the Jeff Galloway plan, preparing for a Run Disney race. And so I was 1,000% the kid that was miraculously sick on mile day in middle school. I hate running.
I feel that.
Yeah, like I hate running. I really do. Like just straight foot to the pavement. It hurts and it's uncomfortable for me, but I wanted to do the thing. And whatever, you know, distance that was, I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to run with you. I wanted to run with Sarah, our older sister. I wanted to do the thing. And interval running was a good way for me to still be a part of the thing without the pain of straight running for me. So I tried it and it worked.
I've always found it really interesting that even people who are straight runners generally take walk breaks. So the concept that you would have them scheduled into your run and that you are able to keep your endurance by, you know, limiting the amount of time in your running stretch, it seems like it just makes pure sense to me. But yet there is some pushback sometimes about the whole process. How do you feel like it's received when you tell people that you're an interval runner, or do you even tell people if you are just encountering somebody talking about your latest race? Do you feel like you're ever wind up having to say like, oh yeah, I run intervals, or how do you handle that question?
So I do find myself having to explain, yes, I run intervals. Usually I start out as, oh yeah, I'm going to run, you know, this 10K or this half marathon. And then I gauge the other person's reaction, like, oh, that's great, or oh, I would love to do that, but I run walk. And usually when I hear, but I run walk, I try to rephrase that for them as, yes, you run walk and you still complete the race. Like it's still considered, you're still doing the thing with everyone else, whether you're steady running the whole thing like a lemur or the lemurs run.
I don't know about lemur actions.
Let's go with leopard. Yeah, if you're steady running like a leopard, or if you have to stop and take 30 seconds to breathe and then get right back to it and give it your all. There have been several races. The Rock and Roll San Antonio half that I did with you, there were people that started way ahead of me and were steady state runners, and I passed them by like mile 11 because I still had something to give to the end of my run. I didn't, you know, blow it on the first 6 miles all out.
Right. And that happens.
Yeah. That's really what interval running is like. That's what's good about it, is you have the ability to pace yourself accordingly for the whole race instead of, you know, blowing it in the first however many miles. And then by the end of the race, you just want to lay down and have someone carry you.
Right. I like to say in the marathon, it's really about who slows down the least. And so if you have built in your walk breaks, that's going to be you, because you know exactly what you had, and then you're expending the energy evenly, and you know you're still going to have some in the tank, maybe not a lot, but enough to get over the finish line. And that's been my experience too, is a steady leapfrog with people who are steady state runners. And when I'm in a race as an interval runner, you find yourself, you know, running past them. And then when they're taking their walk breaks, which they will, when we are mid to backpackers, you know, everybody's taking walk breaks. It's just whether or not they're scheduled. You find that you're just playing leapfrog the whole time.
Right. Isn't that the whole story of the tortoise and the hare?
It's exactly. Yeah.
Embrace the tortoise.
Right. He made it all the way.
Right. Yeah. So one of my mentors, my yogi mentors, she always says that slow is fast, because if you start off slow, eventually you'll pick up the speed and keep going faster, and you'll be able to outlast the people who just, you know, shoot from the start. So slow is fast.
And let's talk about etiquette, because for sure, if you're doing something different than a great number of people on the course, you're going to want to have a way to communicate that. So how do you handle your intervals while also making sure not to stop up traffic?
Runner's etiquette is a hot topic. So my Garmin gives me 3 beeps. So I always stay to the right of any race course, just because I am slower and, you know, you pass on the left. So when I hear my Garmin give me the 3 beep warning before I'm supposed to stop, I just simply raise my hand and let people know I have 3, 2, and 1. And then I raise my hand as like a stop to let people know behind me that I'm stopping or slowing down. It's that simple.
Do you ever have people ask you what the heck you have your hand up for?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell them, oh, I'm running intervals. Or if they give me some flack about it, I'll be like, I'm asking for a high five. You want to give me one?
Yeah. And I have found that even that just quick explanation solves the problem and everybody around you moves on. So I feel like when I first did a race with intervals, I was maybe a little bit nervous about how it was going to be received. I feel like that's anything in endurance world, is that you're really nervous about the first time you do it. Are you going to ruin everything? But just like everything else, you know, I feel like I've made a bigger deal out of it in my head than it was when we actually did it. If people around me didn't know, a quick explanation, and now everybody's moving on, right?
Exactly. The first race I did with intervals, I was definitely more than the standard 30-30. I think I was at like 1 minute walk and 40 seconds running or something like that. So I was super nervous that people were going to run me over, or I wasn't going to find anybody doing my intervals and that I'll end up being too slow. But honestly, there are people that do every single interval you could ever possibly imagine.
And how do you settle in on what you're going to do?
For me, it was just trial and error. I started out walking a minute and running 20 seconds. And then, you know, after a couple of weeks when I got comfortable with that, I was like, okay, I can run a little bit more and walk a little bit less. So then I bumped it up to 30 seconds running and took away some of the walk time. At one point I was doing like 45 second run and 20 second walk and realized that I am not in that kind of shape yet. So I pulled it back to 30-30, and that worked for a couple of weeks until I could finally get up to, you know, whatever interval was comfortable for me for that race or at that time.
And do you find yourself changing your intervals throughout the season, like as you're training, or do you kind of start?
All the time. It is a constant guessing game. It's a constant wave of change, really. And it depends on the season. I got in my car today, and it said it was 108 degrees in my car. So for that kind of day, I'm going to walk for probably a minute and run for like 10 seconds. And then when it's colder out, I seem to go faster when it's colder out. Like my body's just, I think I'm a snake or something. I don't know. But yeah, when it's colder out, I can run longer and I don't have to stop and walk as much. It's always changing. And it's okay to change your intervals too. Like you don't have to be set on one specific interval and tell people, oh, I'm a 30-30 interval runner, or you know, whatever your interval might be, because it's always changing and people know that. Other people who do intervals know that.
And so just finally, as a longtime interval runner, do you have any encouragement for somebody who maybe has just started walking since, you know, 2020 gave us all of this quarantine goodness and now is considering making the jump to start adding some running intervals in? Do you have any encouragement to somebody who's just getting into this world?
Of course. My advice would be to just start. Like when I started, I was a walker. I could not run to save my life. If there was a dog or a man with a machete chasing me, it was going to be over. Like I was a walker. And then one day I decided I want to go a little faster. So I, you know, ran for 10, 15 seconds. And I was like, this feels great. Now I'm going to walk a little bit. Or I'm going to run from here to that light post and see how that feels. So really just try. Like just start somewhere, just try it.
Right. And if you try it and discover that you're not ready to run for 30 straight seconds, then walk. That's what's so great about running, is that if you're pushing it too far, just pull it back. You know, you're not going to, you know, just pass away right there on the sidewalk because you didn't make it 30 seconds. Just try 20 seconds next time.
There have been several races where my Garmin will go off and I'm set on my interval for that race. And like 5 or 6 intervals in, I'm like, oh my God, I'm tired. And I skip an interval or two. I'm not, you know, not saying that that is perfect in interval world, but if you have to skip an interval or two, take an extra walk break and then, you know, catch up later with an extra run, go for it. Like you can manage it to how you are feeling in that race at that moment, because it's gonna.
So that is just a quick little chat about intervals. Have you been racing with intervals, or have you been considering it? Are you a longtime steady state runner who is thinking about making the jump to intervals? Did you find that you could run faster when you switched to an interval philosophy than you were as a steady state runner? I would love to hear it. Send me an email at sally@findingfinishlines. You can comment on the blog post at findingfinishlines.com/42, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. On both places, I'm Finding Finish Lines. I would love to hear your experience with interval training. Or if you have any questions about getting into interval training, let me know. I would love to hear that as well. You can hit me up in those same places. Quick programming note. We are going to keep 5-Minute Fridays a weekly experience here at Finding Finish Lines. So every Friday, you will get a pep talk to take you into the weekend with 5-Minute Fridays. Our Monday episodes are going to switch to an every other Monday format for at least a little while. As we, just being vulnerable with you guys, we are Like everyone else, we are moving into a weird phase with school, and I have two elementary age daughters. So as I pick up homeschooling and figure out what I'm doing, I want to be sure that I'm being intentional with my time as we figure that out. So we are moving our Monday episodes to an every other week format. I hope that you guys are all doing very, very exceedingly abundantly well. I'd love to hear from you. Come find me on Facebook or Instagram at Finding Finish Lines. Join our closed Facebook group at We Are Finding Finish Lines and let me know what you're up to. Thank you so much for joining me today, spending your time with me. I appreciate it. And until next time, carry on, Women of Valor.